But first, we check in with the opposite of Michael Vick, the generic youth minister, who joins us from time to time to spread the gospel. And this is brought to us by TexasLending.com and Classic Chevrolet.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Good. Good to see you, George and Craig.
Yeah, how's it going, generic youth minister?
Well, it's going great in my life. How's it going with yours? Is it filled with joy?
It is.
Yes.
You have a life filled with joy?
Yes, sir.
I didn't see you guys in church yesterday. Where have y'all been?
George?
Well, I was out of town, and we don't go to your church anyway.
Well,
I don't think you've ever seen us.
You need
church.
To come visit our church. Our church is different. I mean, our church is like hip and fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, my greatest fear is that you guys are going to grow up unchurched.
Well, we're already grown up.
We've been churched. Yeah, we're grown up.
You got to get in there and you come out to the fellowship hall. You can come to our singles mixer.
we're both married. Yeah. So.
Oh, you guys are married?
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you want us to roll that way, I guess we
can. Then you guys can come to our young marrieds group.
Oh,
we have so much fun. We do like progressive dinners and potluck suppers. And
but you're not in charge of that. You're in charge of the youth at the church.
That's right. I'm the youth minister, so I'm in charge of the youth and everything. As a matter of fact, for our seventh grade boys, we're having like a lock-in over at my apartment.
A lock-in?
That's a small place. Usually do that like a gym or something, don't you?
Oh, it's fun, though. It's fun. We get, you know, I only have like a one-bedroom place, but we just have like 40 boys. It's all laying on top of each other and everything. We have fun watching, you know, movies, have pizza parties.
And their parents are okay with that?
Sure, of course.
Right. Okay.
It's for the church.
Right.
By the way, we're also having a youth car wash on Monday week to raise money for our summer retreat to Glorieta. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And we need some help. Our handbell group, you guys have probably heard about this, but our handbell group's not doing well. You know, we got that invitation to play Pecanland Mall in Monroe.
Yeah.
But the problem is we only have one girl right now.
Oh.
And we need more handbell ringers. Come on, people. We need to sign up for handbell. There's a clipboard that's outside of Miss Smith's Sunday school class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's down the hall, just down there on
or
the
something,
right.
Yeah.
I have no
something.
Idea where that is.
And we need people to sign up. So right now we only have the one girl, you know, so we've only worked up hot cross buns and like half of Jesus loves me.
Yeah, it's pretty incomplete on the bell choir.
And we're going to have another bake sale to raise money for the new hymnals. Yeah, the last bake sale didn't go so well, and so we're going to have another one of those. We had a couple of our eighth graders sit up there on the balcony do some damage to the hymnals up there during Sunday evening service.
Why do kids do stuff like
I don't
that.
Know. They drew some things in those pages that were untoward.
All right, let's get some new ones.
Like, some of the pictures like real reproductive looking.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, and Mrs. Ethel Ledbetter found them and darn near had a coronary. Can you believe that?
Poor Ethel.
Yeah, I don't know what these kids are thinking. They want to put our piano player in an early grave? We depend on that woman.
Yes.
We still haven't had these youths come forward either.
Oh,
they will.
I hope so. Hey, also, can I read from the bulletin real quick?
Sure.
I want people to know that we're having a pancake supper for our returning college kids at the beginning of the summer.
Okay.
So we need people to work the griddle.
Yeah, okay.
And now that it's getting warmer after prayer meeting on Wednesday nights, we're starting it again, people. We're having an ice cream social right outside the Family Life Center.
Yes.
After every Wednesday evening prayer meeting.
Always fun.
Always fun to do that. You guys ought to come by there. I'll come pick you up in the church van.
Maybe. I'm a little busy, but George...
It'd be a long drive for him. He shouldn't do that.
Oh, that's okay. I can come on out there where you live.
way out there.
Like where?
Like 40 miles from here.
And don't forget, we're in the Lent season now. Yeah. You know, we don't go all out like the Catholics because they aren't scripturally based.
Oh, man.
But we do encourage people to come to church even more often during the Lent season. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not going to do the Easter egg hunt this year for the kids after complaints last year that it was pagan. So instead, we're going to play Find the Bible Verses out on the front lawn of the church.
That sounds like a blast.
That's right. So we'll have like wadded up Bible verses like in the Fatinas or something.
Okay. You got a lot of stuff going on.
You going to feed everybody afterwards with some popular fast food from the area?
Oh, yeah. We're trying to debate whether to go to like KFC or Long John Silver's.
Yes.
We like both of them.
The KFC
the best is when you find one that's both in one building.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Isn't
when
that
like
great?
Three in one?
Yeah, yeah, it's got like a Pizza Hut and like a KFC and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, and also, guys, I'm thinking about doing it. My Michael W. Smith cover band.
Are you really?
Uh-huh. That's right. I'm going to pull out my old PV bass.
Well, I think that'd be good.
All right, guys. I'll see y'all later.
Good to see you,
Generic
Youth Minister.
We'll see you in church.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
So, yeah, there he goes.